Hey everyone, ever wish you could just like tell someone your dream trip and they'd handle it all? Like, no more endless tabs, no more squinting at prices, just boom, vacation's ready.
And that's what's got people buzzing about Priceline right now, right? This AI play they're making.
Big time. It's their chatbot, Penny. Wants to be your new, like, superpowered travel buddy.
Not just hype either, there's some serious tech behind it.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into all that.
This is like moving past those basic chatbots, right?
Yeah.
This AI is supposed to learn how you travel.
Like, it's more your friend who digs up those cool hotels, not just another search engine.
Exactly.
So we've all used chatbots, right? Some are okay, some not so much. But Priceline CEO Brett Keller, he's got this whole vision for Penny, going way beyond just find me a flight.
Oh, interesting.
He wants this thing so smooth, so personalized. It's like talking to your friend who just also happens to book trips for a living.
Right. See, it's that talking to a friend vibe that's key.
Yeah.
If AI is going to work for people, it's got to be easy, natural.
Exactly. You're spot on. Like telling Penny, I need a beach, but haven't had a decent croissant since that Paris trip, and it just gets you.
And it figures that out.
Okay, but here's where I geek out a little.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Penny's running on OpenAI's GPT-4o and real-time API.
Okay, so for those of us who maybe skip that computer science class.
Right. Sounds like jargon, I know. But basically, this is what lets Penny actually follow a conversation like a human would.
Okay, so not just spitting out canned responses.
Gotcha. It gets what you mean, not just the words you're
Inch
saying.
is huge for this whole AI thing taking off,
Right.
honestly.
It's huge. GPT-4o is the language part, the nuances. Real-time API makes sure it's back and forth, no waiting
Not
around.
like those old chatbots. You type, wait 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. The worst, and get this. It's not just text anymore. Priceline just added voice interaction.
No way, really. So you can just talk to it.
Talk to it, hands-free while you're packing, whatever. That's what I call the future.
That's huge for making AI usable, honestly. Not everyone's a keyboard warrior.
For sure. And it's got to be way more like user-friendly, right? Like
Yeah.
having Penny on speakerphone, just chilling, ready to plan your trip.
Exactly. And Priceline's not alone in realizing how powerful this is.
I was just about to say that. I was reading what Olivier Gouderman said, you know, the big guy over at OpenAI's API product team. He called out what Priceline's doing as like the perfect example of making tech blend in, not be this clunky thing we have to work
And
around.
that's what it's all about, meeting people where they're at.
100%. But here's where Priceline's getting really ambitious with Penny. It's not just about booking. They want this whole travel revolution. Like, imagine you're chatting about Rome, right? And without skipping a beat, flights, rental car, even like find me a great carbonara spot, all in one
That's
conversation.
what they're calling conversational continuity, right? So smooth.
Okay, so that alone's cool, but then there's this RAG thing,
Right.
retrieval augmented generation, I think it stands for. Blew my mind a little.
Oh, yeah, RAG is huge E for this whole personalized recommendation thing.
Okay, so break it down for me.
So, remember how we were saying Penny's supposed to learn your style? ARGI is how it digs into all that data to actually give you good suggestions, not just generic stuff.
Right, like.
Say you loved this one hotel in Paris, right? Boutique place, whatever. With ARG, Penny remembers that. Next trip you're planning, it can suggest similar places, even if you don't say boutique hotel again.
No kidding. So it's not just spitting out like people who go to Rome also like
Exactly.
that.
More like, hey, remember that vibe you loved? Found something like that in Rome?
Yeah.
That's the power of AI, right?
Yeah, that's wild. It's like Penny's building this whole travel brain just for you.
Yeah. And getting smarter each time. Imagine Penny's like, hey, usually you fly this week in October. Fares are cheaper than based on your history.
Okay, that'd be scary good, honestly. But, and I know I might be stuck in the past here, it's still a machine, right? At the end of the day.
That's such a valid point, and Priceline's thinking about that. Even with the coolest tech, people still want that human feel. It's travel, it's personal.
And I think that's where Penny's voice comes in. This is wild. They auditioned over 100 voice actors to find the right one.
See, I told you they were serious about this.
Seriously serious.
But that little detail, it shows they get it. As AI gets better, that human element, a good voice,
Yeah.
builds trust.
Totally. And I gotta give it to him, they nailed it. Even Kevin Heary, their chief product officer, said something like, Penny voice makes planning a trip like chatting with a friend.
Which is what they're going for, right?
Yeah.
It goes beyond just reading a script, too. Supposedly, Penny responds to how you're talking,
Yeah.
excited, stressed. It picks up on that.
Okay, now that is impressive. They are going all in. But I gotta ask, do they see this AI going past just trips? What else could this tech do?
Great question. It's clear. Priceline sees AI as this whole big thing, not just for bookings. They're talking customer support, even their own internal stuff. Imagine, instead of being on hold forever,
the worst.
You've got AI instantly helping with a lost reservation, a delayed flight.
Now that's customer service I can get behind. Faster, always there, and accurate, hopefully.
Exactly. And it's not even just reacting to problems. AI's got that data crunching power, right? So it could be predicting things before they happen, like Penny's telling you, hey, this flight's got a history of delays. Want me to find backup options before you're even at the airport?
Okay, so that is seriously cool. Makes me wonder, with AI this good, could we actually see travel agents make a comeback?
Oh, interesting thought.
Right.
Like, they've kind of faded out with everyone booking online.
Totally.
But what if it's AI that brings back that personal touch? You've got Penny there 24/7, handling a million requests at once, but still tailoring it to you.
Best of both worlds, right?
Exactly. But gotta be real. Building this stuff can't be easy. There's bumps in the road, right?
For sure. What comes to mind?
Language. For one, think about it. Penny's gotta be fluent in, what, over 120 languages?
Oh, yeah. Priceline's global.
And each one's got its own quirks, dialects, making it smooth across all that as a whole thing.
Huge undertaking. And then there's the cost, right? Like, developing this kind of AI can't be cheap.
Not at all. It's that balancing act for Priceline upfront costs versus are people going to love this enough to make it worth it? Happier customers, better bottom line, all that.
Right. Got to pay for itself eventually.
But you can tell, reading what Brett Keller's saying, Priceline's optimistic. He's really pushing this as the future of travel, not just a trend.
Yeah, he said something like, Penny's just the first step in a much bigger shift for the industry. Bold move.
Definitely making a statement, putting their money where their mouth is. AI travel planning isn't the future, it's NOW. That's the message.
So what's this all mean for us regular folks who just wanna, you know, go on a nice trip?
Imagine this. Your travel assistant, it doesn't just book anymore. It's crafting these hyper-personalized trips. Finds those hole-in-the-wall restaurants you'd love. Maybe even negotiates better prices for you behind the scenes.
Okay, now that's the dream. Like having your own little travel agent squad working nonstop.
And as AI gets even smarter, who knows? Maybe we're taking VR tours before we dock, powered by AI, or it's predicting the exact best time to go based on, like, crowd levels and weather patterns.
Seriously, the possibilities. Yep. But it makes you wonder, right? If AI is handling this much, do we lose something? That thrill of discovering a place on your own?
The million-dollar question. It's going to be interesting to see how that balance plays out. Is AI just a tool to make things easier, or does it change how we experience travel entirely? That's all the time we have for this deep dive, but definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us.